Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Lamed Aleph, the last line on page Kuf Tes. We're about to turn on to page 218. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Aleph, Basar Chai, raw meat, afilu tofel she'enu maluach klal, raw meat that has not been salted at all, mutter l'taltalo, it is allowed to be moved, it's not mukta. Mishum dechazi l'umtza, because it is fit for eating. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon kufchaf alef dechazi l'umtza, it's fit for eating. Hainu sheyesh b'nei adam shedaitum yofa v'kosis em basar chai. There are people that are not disgusted by it, they're not finicky, and they are eating meat that is raw. She'ein isser b'achiloso mishum dam achar shehuda. There is no isser of eating blood, because if it wasn't salted, there's still blood there. There is no isser of eating dam after it was rinsed off. Kishe'ochlo kishu chai. When you're eating the meat, when it is raw. Kemo shekasu b'yaredeya simen samach zayin. V'hinei m'magin Avram mevur d'davka b'min harach kegon yona ubar avza. The Magen Avraham says that this sif that says you're allowed to eat raw meat is specifically talking about soft raw meat, which is of a bird, of a yona, of a dove, or a bar avza, a goose. Av al basar behema eino chazi lochos. However, says the Magen Avraham, the basar of an animal, that's not fit for eating. Va'asr lo talplo, and therefore it'll be muktzah. So the Magen Avraham is machmir, this heter is by birds, not by animals. Av al bitaz posek tafilo basar behema tofa mutlo talplo. The Taz argues and says even the meat of an animal is allowed to be moved when it is not salted. Ayin Shom, V'chein ho'al Yerabba maskim l'dino kataz, L'Yerabba also gives it the Taz, Da'afilu b'sar behema mutlo tatlo, you're allowed to move the meat of the behema as well. U'bedir ha'gro cholei gamkin al Magen Avraham, the Gro also argues in the Magen Avraham, Mishum da'amrinan d'chol basa roi l'chol b'umtza, because the Gro holds also that all meat is fit for eating. Ayin Shom, the Alkane, and therefore Zot Chavetz Chaim, Avshuri Isi Baharbi Achronim Shetiku Divra Magen Avraham Udina, even though many Achronim bring down the Magen Avraham Udina that it's only raw bird's meat and not raw animal meat, the Mekomat Chakish Lismoch Al Mekilin, in a pressing situation, one can rely on the more lenient Shita. Now there is a note in the back of the sefer that I would like to read on page 34. Note number 127 in the middle of the page. Ubizmanenu she'ein ochlin basar chai klal. This whole halach is based on the Mechaber saying that you could eat raw meat, and therefore raw meat is not mukta. The posum of a machlokas is that only raw chicken meat or bird meat or also animal meat. But the whole svar is that people eat it. Nowadays nobody's eating raw meat. So say the poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, nowadays, that people are not eating raw meat, basar chai hu mukza. So raw meat is mukza. Vafilu bisar of, even chicken that is raw is mukza. V'chein kasav igras Moshe, shekevan she'ein derech lochos basar chai harehu mukza. Rav Moshe says the same thing, that meat that is raw is also mukza. V'chein asagon shomazan orbach, shetzarech ian eich efsher lahokel ulataltel kayom basar chai, and needs ian, how can we be lenient to be moving raw meat nowadays? Kevin shiadua shevizmanenu ein mish ochel basar b'umtza, nobody's eating raw meat, how can you move raw meat? However, there are more posts here, but skip to the next paragraph. Ne'idach, Rav Yashiv says, shim kayemes efsharus lahavshir sa basar b'shabbos, if there's a way to make it not so cold, to be mafshir, to make it semi-warm on Shabbos, kigon la'idei ha'nochosu agabi kedera, by putting it onto some kind of pot, o la'idei shriyasu b'poshin, or soaking it in lukewarm water, so ein ha'basar mukta, the basar is not mukta. V'das ha'gon rav nissen krelot, shekevan shemur v'taz, since the Taz writes, she'af ha'pi she'ein derech le'echol basar chai, even though it's not the normal way to eat raw meat, mikomokom eino nechshav mukta, it's still not called mukta, says the Taz, kevan she sof sof ro'ehu l'machal, it is fit for eating, and therefore it's not mukta. U'mi'achar she'begemara muva she'basar chai ro'ehu l'machal, and since the Gemara says that raw meat is fit for eating, imkein gam bizmanenu, even though people are more finicky, they're not eating raw meat, even nowadays, lo nishtane dover zeh, the din does not change, v'gam kayom k'shiyesh tzorech miyuchad adam ocha basar chai, if need be, a person would eat raw meat, v'lochein gam achshav in a muktzah, therefore now there is not muktzah. So halach l'maisa, it is a machlokas haposkim, but although the Shulchan Aruch says that raw meat is not muktzah, and the poskim and the Mishnah Berurah are arguing whether it's chicken meat or basar meat, a baser behema b'lemaisa. Nowadays, the contemporary post can have a machlokas. If we say nowadays we don't eat raw meat, so it's aser, or do we say no, since one could? The Gemara says that people did, and therefore that's enough to make it namukta. Says the Mishnah Berurah Weiter. We are up to Sif Lamed Beis. Dag Maluach, salted fish. Mutter letaltalo, you're allowed to move it, it's not mukza. Vishe'enu maluach, if the fish is not salted, usr, mipnei she'enu roi. Since fish that is not salted is not fit for eating, therefore it is usr to move. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuv Chavav, dag maluach, salted fish. Bein hamin shekoren herring, whether it's the type that we call herring, ubein kolamina, or any type of salted fish, dekevan shu maluach roi lechlai deyatchak, since the fish is salted, you can be eating any of these fish, at least in a pressing situation. Kimo basar dechazil umtsa, just like we just mentioned, that raw meat can be eaten as well. Vuhu adin dag mu'ushin, and so too, if the fish is smoked, it's also not mukza. Sivkoton kuv chavzayin mipnei she'enu roi, so the dog that's not maluach, it's not salted, we said it's mukta. It's usr because it's not roi. Says the Taz, Sikotun kulchav zayim, b'nei she'enu roi, a Taz pirish. The Taz explains, Dahainu she'enu roi af leklovim. It's not only, says the Taz, that it's not fit for people to eat, it's also not fit for dogs. Dimhoya roi leklovim. Because if the fish would be fit for dogs to eat, af de'enu omed la'achilas klovim, even if it wasn't standing around to be eaten by dogs, mutter letaltel, it wouldn't be mukza. Avala Mogen Avram Kosel, Mogen Avram writes, the davar ha'omed la'achilas adam, something that is standing to be eaten by humans, ve'eino roi lechol kach ad motzei Shabbos, but it's not fit to be eaten on Shabbos until after Shabbos you prepare it properly. After roi hu la'achilas klovin, even if right now when it's raw it is fit for dogs to eat, mukza makze inish daite minei, a person puts it out of his mind, mishum de lo koila klovin, it's not set for klovin, and therefore the Magen Avraham is machmir. Even though it is fit for dogs right now, but if it's all made for humans and it's not fit for humans, the Magen Avraham says it's mukza. The Taz says it's not. Ulefize, according to this Magen Avraham, shuman sonin, if you have fat that is cold, shel behema of an animal, the eino omed kach la'achilas adam, that is not omed like that to be eaten by a person, also l'talklo, it is mukza, v'chein pasku achronim, and so too pasku the achronim, like the Magen Avraham, that is more machmir, that if it's omed for humans and it's not fit right now for humans, even if it would be fit for dogs, it is mukza. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Lamed Gimel. Kameya she'enu mumcha, we had a long discussion about the amulets earlier. Lagabe, wearing them outside. But here the Mechaber is discussing Lagabe mukza, a kameya she'enu mumcha, it's not proven to be a kameya that works. Afal pi she'en yotzen bo, even though you can't go ahead and wear it out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, but metalton also you can move it, it is not mukta. So a kameya that's not a mumcha, although you can't wear it outside, it can be moved, it's not mukta. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chav Ches, she'enu mumcha. Uma nikra kameya mumcha nisbar leel besimin shen ala sif chav hei. We had a long discussion, what exactly is considered a kameya mumcha or a kameya enu mumcha. Sif Katan Kuf Chav Tes, she'en yotzen bo, even though you can't go outside with it, you can't wear it outside into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But into a Karmelist you can wear it. Because even to wear the amulet out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not an Issa Daraisa. The Derech Malbushu, it is a way for a Chola to wear this. Velo Asa Rak Midrabanan, even in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim it is only Asa Midrabanan. Umemela be Karmelist Shari, so automatically in a Karmelist is Mutter. Based on the fact that we go like the last shita that we had earlier in Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, Kain Kosa B'Sefer El Yirabba, V'Chein Tzidid Gam Kain B'Sefer Tosef Shabbos Lahoros K'Marshal Shem Mekel B'Karmelus, and the Sefer Tosef Shabbos also goes like the Marshal that is lenient to wear a Kameya She'en Mumcha out into a Karmelus. Udelo K'Magen Avraham, unlike the Chumra of the Magen Avraham. Ubisafer Shulchan Atse Shitan Pasa Gamke, the Mutter Losses of Carmelus Bisam Kamea, Shalo Bidakuv Lahoil. The Shulchan Atse Shitan also paskins that it's Mutter to go onto a Carmelus with a Stam Kamea, even though it was not checked out. Aval Bikamea She'eno Mumcha Vadai, but a Kamea that we know for sure is not a Mumcha, it was checked out, it doesn't work, so then after the Carmelus Usser. So if you're specific about it, then it's okay in the Carmelis, according to many poskim, not the Magen Avraham. But if you know for sure it's not going to work, it was tried and tested and it doesn't work, it's a vada ena mumcha, you can't wear it outside, even into a Carmelis. But either way, in a case where you can't wear it to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it is not mukta and it can be moved around. Says the Mechaber, Vayta Sifla Medalit. Kol dover mitunov, anything that is dirty, kagon ri'i, like excrement, viki, and throw up, vitsoya, any other things that come out of a person's body, bein shel adam, bein shel tarnagolim, whether it's from a human or it's from a tarnagol, v'kayotzei bem, or something similar, imhoyu b'chatzer sheyoshvin ba, if this disgusting thing is in the chatzer that you are sitting in, mutter lohotziyom la'ashba, you are allowed to carry them out to the garbage, or to the bathroom, v'afilu below kli, even without a kli, you can pick up the garbage and throw it out. V'imhayu b'chotzer she'enu darsham. However, if this disgusting thing is in a place where you're not dwelling, and we'll see the details of that shortly, then aser lohotziyam, you are not allowed to take them out. V'im yorei mipnei atinok shelo yislach lechba, if you're concerned for a child that he shouldn't get all dirty from this item, so mutter lichbos aleha kli, then you can flip a kli over the tzayat to cover it. Says the Mishaburis of Katan la medalad v'kayotze bazeh. We send anything metunof, like ri'i, v'ki, v'tzoa, whether it's of an adam or a tanagol or anything similar. Ayin l'kamon simin shin l'amilches sosiv ches. The Gemara, Isa, the Gemara tells us, the Achbar Meis HaNimtzav, you find a dead mouse, Mutter Lohotzio Biyadai Mitam Graf Shel Ri'i. That's considered a Graf Shel Ri'i, as we'll discuss more later. That is considered a Kli that has, that's specified for use of Tzaya, and therefore that's allowed to be moved because it's disgusting. So a dead mouse, that's fine. Also, dead mouse that is found has the same din of a Graf Shel Ri'i, and you're allowed to move it outside. If you look at note 134, in the second paragraph, he points out, ubigeder hadover, how do you decide whether something's disgusting or not? So Rav Moshe writes, shedin graf shel ri'i talui b'chol adam v'adam, v'chein lufi matzav alichluch. Zakhar of Moshe, it's not a one-size-fits-all, something that you find disgusting, that you're grossed out by, for you that's a graf shel ri'i, you could have it moved, but someone else who's not disgusted by it, he cannot move it. Next paragraph. The Av Kasher Mos Adav Rak Peinav. Even if something is only disgusting in your eyes, the Ilu Beinei Chaveru Einu Mos, in your friend's eyes, it's not disgusting. Rav Nissen Karelit says She Yochelu Levakish Mechaveru She Yotzienu Avuro. If the wife is disgusting, the husband doesn't care. The husband's allowed to move it away because of his wife. The Av Klipos Olach Luchim Muatim Sheena Muasim. Even a small amount of klipos, or some other kind of dirt that's not disgusting, but it makes a person be disgusted. It makes you embarrassed in front of your guests. It's not the essence disgusting, but in the massive that it's in, you're embarrassed to have this thing there. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that that's included in a graf shel ri'i, and so too writes of Moshe Feinstein. Something also that's not disgusting by itself, like a hammer or nails. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, if they are placed on the table, it could be that's also considered disgusting during the weekdays and has a din of a graf shel re'i, and you're allowed to move it around. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is Katan Kuf Lamed Aleph. So all these things that fit into this category of the Kiyotze Bazeh, which is a graf shel re'i, it's be'etzim disgusting, or to you it's disgusting. We said if it's in a place where you are dwelling, it's in a chatzah that you're yoshvimba, you are allowed to pick it up and move it. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu shedorimba, when it says that you're yoshev there, it means you live there. Kumo achatzeros ha'asuyos lifnei abatim, like the courtyards in front of the houses. Shumokom jesus aregel, that's where the people are coming in and out. V'hitiru lefanosu mishum kvodo. The reason why Chazal said you're allowed to move a graf shel ri'i, even though, as we'll see, it's mukta, the reason you're allowed to move it is because of your kavod. Also, if it's found in an alleyway, in a place where people are walking by, you're allowed to move it to the side. Kufla mebeis, v'afilu below kli, even without putting it into a kli, you just pick it up and you can move it. Kamash malon de lo tema de lo etiru lo tato rak agav kli. Don't think that you're only allowed to move it agav a kli. You have to find another way to do it. You're allowed to pick up the item that's disgusting to you, and you can move it with your bare hands. Sivkoton kuf lamed gimel she'enu darsham. But if it's in an area where you're not dwelling, bein shu chatzar acheres, whether it's a different courtyard, o shu chatzar she'achare abad, batim, or it's the courtyard that's in the back of the houses, oshul munach ba'ashba shebechatzor, it's in the garbage of the courtyard, da'oz osir l'talklam, then you are not allowed to move it. Sivkotun kuflam edalat osir lotzium, da'o lo chazi l'midi, it's not fit for anything. This graf shel re'i is mukta. It's mukta mamas gufo. It's like a stone. It's totally mukta. You're not allowed to move it, even l'tzar gufo, l'tzar makomo. V'hu adin hagraf v'ovit below re'i umei raglaim gam kein aser. Even if it's only the klicheres that normally houses the re'i or the mei raglaim, and there's no re'i or mei raglaim in it, it's still aser. Kevan shu makom shein darsham. Since it's in a place where you're not dwelling, you're not spending time, and therefore it cannot be moved. V'im hu malei. If this kli is full, the efsherli panoslav, and the person needs to use it to relieve himself, but it's full, so it has to be emptied out. Mutter lo tzio ulachziro mishum kavod abrios. You would be allowed to take it out, empty it out, bring it out back because of kavod abrios. Sifkot kuflamet hey. We said if you're afraid a child is going to get dirty by it, seeing if you don't have a heter to necessarily move it out, let's say you're not dwelling there, but the child's playing there, you would be allowed to flip the kli over. Ashmeinim bazet. The Mechaber is teaching us with this halacha, de lo tema de inklinito elo tzar dover anito. Don't say that you're only allowed to move a kli for the purposes of something that's allowed to be moved. In other words, here you have something that's muksa, it's disgusting, it's not allowed to be moved. So you're moving a kli for the purposes of that thing that's not allowed to be moved. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. We're coming to say that you are allowed to move a kli, even if it is for the purposes of something that is muksa. So you can take the kli and cover up the thing that is disgusting that you are not allowed to move. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sitlam, and hey. Afal pisha mutter lahotzi graf shel re'i v'avish shel meraglayim. Even though, as we just mentioned, you are allowed to take out this kli cheres that houses the excrement or the ovit. Also, as we'll see, the same thing, a kli cheres that houses the meraglayim. Oser lahachzirim, you can't bring them back. Elim ke nosan l'socha mayim. Unless you fill them with water, you're not allowed to bring them back. So you can move it away. It's disgusting. Covered abrios, you can move it away, but you can't bring it back unless you fill it with water first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Kut Lamed Vov. Lahotzi graf. Graf v'ovit shneim shel cheres. Both of these kalim, whether it's a graf or an ovit, they are both made out of pottery. Ela shel re'i nikra graf. The one that houses the re'i, the excrement, that's called a graf. V'shel mei raglayim nikra ovit, but they're both klicheres. One houses the re'i, one houses the mei raglayim. V'hu adinim hu shel eitz, the same thing is true if this kli is made out of wood. V'ayin le'el b'simin pei zayim le'inanim hu shel matechas. We discussed in Simon Pei Zayin way back when, if this graf is made out of not cheres, not wood, but rather it's made out of metal, what the din is. If you look at 139, he writes, Sham mavur shagraf ha'aswi mimatechas o mezuchuchas, if it's made out of metal or glass, v'rachutz yafe, and it is washed out well, eino nechshav kli ma'os, that is not considered a disgusting kli, and it's not grounds to move it. Skip to the next paragraph. V'sir laila shel yeladim, like a potty of a child, ha'aswi plastic, which is made out of plastic. So the Ola Tzion writes, Shedino kigraf ha'aswi mimatechas, it has the same din as the graf that is made out of metal, kevan she'eno balea, since it does not absorb from the plastic, v'chein das ha'gon rav yashiv, and therefore, that would not be muksa, that would not have a div of a graf shel re'i, you would not have to come on to the thing that you're disgusted by it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta, v'hinei graf ha'ovit, afal pishu kli, even though these things are actually vessels, mikomokom hu b'chlau muksa machmas gufo, they are very serious muksa, they are considered muksa machmas gufo, mishum de mo'es har, because they're very disgusting. V'chomir mistam muksa machmas mius, and they're more serious than regular muksa machmas mius, the kaimelam b'rei simin shenyu de mutter. We're going to see that regular case of muktzah masmius, you are allowed to move it. This is more serious. The graf hu ke'evin v'domehem, a graf shel re'i and ovit shel meraglayim, is like a stone and things similar. V'rak lehotziar mimokum sherdarsha mitiru mishum kvodo, and only to move it away from the place where you are dwelling, they were matter because of your covet. Ava lahachziru and tzarach mayim, but to bring the kalim back in, then it requires water. Da'az metaltlan ayideh mayim. Because then the grounds to bring it back in is because of the water that's there, because the kli itself is not allowed to be brought back. Sepkoton kufla mezayin elim came, unless it was filled with water. Kasav amagid Avram, If you brought it out and it was still in your hands, let's say you dumped everything out of it and you cleaned it out and you want to bring it back in, if you're still holding it, then the Magen Avraham says you could bring it back in even if there is no water. However, the Yerabu and Primogodim are not so happy with that leniency of the Magen Avraham, that if it's still in your hands, then it's mutter to be brought back even without water. But the Mechaber says if you have it with water, then you for sure can bring it back. That which the water permits you to bring the kli back in is if the water is fit, at least for animals to drink. But if the water is going to be disgusting from what's the remnants that are in there, then the water vayter becomes like the re, it doesn't do anything for you. The im lo kein, if the water is not fit for shtias behema, af hamayim grafin, and even the water itself is a graf. Vihinemi the sasama shukhrach, and the fact that the shukhrach writes this din stam, mashma da filu ain sarach lahotzi bo tsoa meiraglayim. Even if you do not need a kli for more tsoa, more meiraglayim, shari lahachzira yidemayim. It sounds like Be'etzim, you could bring the kli back if it's filled with water, even if you don't necessarily need to use it again before Shabbos ends. The yesh machmir, but some are machmir on this, kemosha kasa beisizah, the beisizah writes, look at the Yerabah who decided, if the kli is brought outside to a place where it will be safe over there, so if you don't need it again on Shabbos, and you brought it somewhere that it's going to be guarded, you should not bring it back in. That's how the El Yerabah comes out with his achra. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Lamed Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.